Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report, live at the pub for Tuesday the 21st of June. And we are back at the Harold Park Hotel tonight, Dom.
Yes, this isn't the bit from the pub. This is the bit in the studio where we kind of package it up to make it sound like a real podcast. But tonight we will be unleashed once again. And I think unleashed is not an exaggeration given last Tuesday. Yes. There are probably still a few tickets available if you go to chaser.com.au/podcast. There is a link to buy tickets and also to subscribe to enjoy the premium ad-free version with the bonus content, the drunk Q&A. Are we really going to do that again after last week's debacle? Of course we are!
And very special episode today. Gabby Bolt is going to talk Lloyd Webber, all things Lloyd Webber. So stick around for that. But then after that, she's going to actually sing a song from her show that she did at the Adelaide Fringe and the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
And the Sydney Comedy Festival, which sold out. And didn't she get some sort of award?
Yeah, Best Newcomer
Best
at Adelaide.
Best Newcomer. She's awesome. Let's get into it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
What are we doing next? What?
Oh, is it
Gabby?
Me now?
Is it Gabby? Okay.
Bad time to
Do
get
you
want to
intro the... Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Mine is not a quiz, sadly. Sad.
That is good news.
No, that is very
so
good news.
So sad it's not a quiz. Okay.
Right. Well, I thought I would discuss everyone's favourite and very well known about general knowledge subject, musical theatre. Hey. Don't cheer yet. Oh, it just gets better. It's been a big week for musical theatres. It's been a huge week. Over the weekend, the Tonys happened, which was, you know, the Logies of American award shows. And, yeah, loads of real amazing...
Who won the Tonys? Won the Tonys?
You want me to list off every winner of
I
the
want
Tonys?
You to was there summarize like to the one
best musical or something.
I'll never know. All the videos online said not available in your country, but I'm really happy for that show.
The level of research on this is pretty deep.
Yeah, definitely didn't write it before getting here in the car. But anyway, it wasn't just the Tonys that were bringing the noise, bringing the fucked. That's a great musical theatre reference. To the theatre this weekend, a big scandal also happened in musical theatre over the weekend. Huge. Actually, same night as the Tonys. I'm not really sure how familiar with the musical theatre world you guys all are, but there's an up-and-coming composer at the moment. I'm really not sure if you guys have heard of him. His name is Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's
Sounds
pretty
exciting.
Niche.
Exciting.
Yeah.
He's pretty niche. He's written some really indie underground shows like Phantom of the Opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, and Paws or something. Oh, Cats. Yeah. Obviously, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
They should make that into a movie. That would make a really good movie.
It would be very good.
Go wrong, could you?
It definitely wasn't the last movie I saw before the lockdown. That's for sure. Yeah.
That was the cause of the coronavirus.
It really, really was.
Fuck pangolins. It was Taylor Swift as a cat.
It wasn't China. It was whoever made Cats going, fuck, we don't want people to see this. I'll never work again.
And frankly, James Corden is a super spreader. I mean, we've all seen one of the carpool karaoke.
Oh, be nice to James.
Dom, you've gone too far. You've mocked James Corden.
He could be listening, and I need the work. Anyway, no, obviously Andrew Lloyd Webber is a huge composer in the musical theatre world. He's a cash cow. And at the moment, he has a new show.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He feeds on the blood of the younger.
Oh, right.
He's got an innovative new show, never before told story, one that's definitely not been staged as a musical ever before. It's called Cinderella.
I feel like I might have heard that before.
You really? I thought it was really niche.
You reckon?
Yeah. I thought I was really cool for knowing that that was... Fuck, is there something I don't know?
I don't know. I thought I'd heard of Cinderella before, but it sounds like a totally new story that Andrew Lloyd Webber has really come up with in the middle of the night. Well done, Andrew.
Yeah. No, to be quite honest with you, I can't believe that the Cinderella movie where Pierce Brosnan sang awkwardly atop a horse didn't drive home that we probably shouldn't actually bring up Cinderella ever again in a musical format. But anyway, with this production of Cinderella, it's been running on the West End, and while many shows during 2020 had faced devastation due to COVID and lockdowns, it was ultimately doing pretty well to the point where it was getting a slew of 5-star reviews and a Broadway debut date for 2023, and it had also booked a new cast to take over from the West End original cast. This is important. It will come up later. And so all was going well, everything was looking good, except in early May, the show announced via social media that the West End production was to close on June 12th, before the new cast could even take over from the show. So they've booked the show for July, and then the show announced in May that it would be closing June 12th.
And is that because no one wanted to go to it, or?
Oh, well, no, because to Andrew Lloyd Webber, that's because of the government.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's because of COVID and the government and not because he's a shit composer.
Yeah, right, okay.
He, like, wrote one good show and then just rehashed all of those musical
motives. Which was the good one?
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Okay, good.
I mean, am I wrong? It's a rock opera.
No.
It's edgy.
Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, my God. This is true. Actually, you're not going to know this, Gabby, but...
Yeah. I actually...
Whenever Charles would get drunk as a 20-year-old, he would sing Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat and take his shirt off.
That's so sad.
Well, it was my dream coat.
Yeah.
My dream coat of many colours.
And that's what he said in court.
And now that I'm and pink and brown and olive and now that I'm black now and okay. I look handsome, I look smart.
Put him in
I
it.
I am a walking work of art.
Keep going.
Refund available at the door.
Coat of many colours.
I
love my coat of many colours.
This was Charles trying to get rid of us at the end of the night. Genius.
Why do we even advertise the drunk Q&A? We've got it. Like, it's here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
None of you are allowed to ask Charles, please perform Joseph in the drunk Q&A. That's off limits.
So anyway, so then we cut to June 12th, which was this past weekend. We're too drunk to remember that right now. And then after all of that, so after the cast found out that they were losing their jobs and the crew via social media, after all that, he didn't even show up to the closing night of Cinderella in the West End. Oh, like, this man is the Scott Morrison of musical theatre.
He was probably watching Cats at the movies.
The one viewer that's kept that thing on streaming services. Yeah, no, he instead, very class act, he sent a letter for the director of the show to read out loud in front of the entire audience and the cast. Like, picture this, the cast have done all of their bows for their final show that is not their willing final show, and they've lined up across the stage, and this dude in glasses in a casual outfit just walks out and he's like, I'm the director, Andrew couldn't be here, I've got a letter from him, though, which at that point you kind of go, oh, well, that's nice. Like, that's nice. Mm-hmm. He's got some words to say.
I mean, it's better than a text.
And it wasn't quite that. Lachlan, play the clip.
My huge thanks to everyone. We kept the government's feet to the flame and led the charge to the West End opening again. It might have been a costly mistake, but I am proud of what we did and will forever be grateful to everyone who supported me. Cinderella got some of the best reviews of my career, and I am immensely proud of it, and it's hugely due to you all. All my love.
Wow. I think he should have brought it back to himself a little bit more in that.
So he got up on this letter, and this letter was basically like, fuck COVID, fuck the government, and this was a costly mistake. The entire cast on stage. Just like...
It's funny you say that, because I've just got a letter from Charles. We'll read that later.
Yeah, when you've made up what it says. Yeah, sure. But anyway, it got me wondering, like, I was just sitting here, you know, watching one of my childhood favourites composers become an asshole, as you inevitably do with any white man in the industry, and, you know, it's another one off the list. But it did get me wondering whether this was, like, the first instance of Andrew Lloyd Webber, like, sort of mistreating his cast and crew of his shows. And it turns out there's some juicy, juicy shit with Andrew Lloyd Webber. And the best story that I found was that in 1994, Andrew Lloyd Webber had a new musical at the time called Sunset Boulevard, in which Patti LuPone, and if you don't know who Patti LuPone is, she's like the Beyonce of Broadway. Like, she's just the most incredible legend. Like, she's kind of like, actually, she's probably more like the Oprah of Broadway. Like, she's just completely untouchable, one of the greats. Anyway, Patti LuPone.
Can't sing, but sells a lot of books.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, she was basically the biggest thing in Broadway at the time. She'd just come off playing the lead in Evita, which is another Andrew Lloyd Webber musical at the time. And she had the main role in this new show. But she sort of wanted to stipulate that she wanted to be the lead in all of the versions of the show. And the way that Andrew Lloyd Webber does his productions is he starts them in London and then he takes them to LA and then he finalizes them in New York. So it's like he's so wealthy that he uses the West End as like a test show. So that's who he is. Anyway, so she was like, I want to be the lead in Sunset Boulevard in London and LA and New York in her contract. But the problem was the London and the LA shows overlapped. So she had to just agree to London and New York. But she got this put in a contract that was signed by all of the parties, including the producers, the directors, and Andrew Lloyd Webber of Sunset Boulevard. Cut to doing the show. She gets some amazing reviews in London. She's doing the... Like, people could not stop talking about Patti LuPone in this show, except for one reviewer from the New York Times, who I've just decided to not learn his name and call him a massive cunt, because... The words he wrote about this show was basically three pages just dedicated to saying how shit Patti LuPone specifically was in the entire show. Anyway, this review came out in the Times because Andrew Lloyd Webber had also gotten bad reviews from this guy before and still decided, I reckon this one will win him over. So he invited him to the West End show, and of course it didn't win him over. So when this review came out, they've gone to LA to do the show. And Patti LuPone is preparing for New York. And Andrew Lloyd Webber let this one review of like 400 amazing reviews get to him so much. The lead in LA was Glenn Close. And this same reviewer went to the LA show and reviewed that show and was like, she's a star. She's amazing. The best thing they did was get rid of Patti LuPone. So he fired Patti LuPone from the New York show without telling her, I'm sensing a pattern, and she found out through the front page of the newspaper that said Glenn Close to originate this role on Broadway. Her manager called Andrew Lloyd Webber and was like, what the fuck? Anyway, it was all true, and then the manager had to call Patti LuPone. She was like, right, I'm going to sit on this. Glenn Close goes on to win the Tony for that role. She goes, this is my moment. She sues Andrew Lloyd Webber because she signed a contract that he forgot about, and she signed it so that if she wasn't allowed to play the role for all of her performances, she was being paid at the time. I mean, it's a bit hard to feel empathy for somebody who's being paid this much, but I do. She was being paid $30,000 a week to play this role. And by losing the New York performances, she lost about $1.5 million in job payment. So she sued Andrew Lloyd Webber for $1.5 million and she won, and she used the money to pay for a pool that she got a plaque engraved in her backyard that says, this is the Andrew Lloyd Webber Memorial Swimming Pool. Anyway, so Andrew Lloyd Webber's a cunt is what I've learnt.
Hey.
It wasn't that funny. It was just a story I read in the Uber on the way over.
That was a very, very entertaining story and also a much better plot for a musical than Cinderella.
It needs to be a show.
Yeah, he should do his own story.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He should not write it.
Stephen Schwartz should do that story. Yeah, it'd be amazing. He'd get so mad.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
That's Andrew Lloyd Webber. Oh, yeah, I have to do a song, don't I? Speaking of musical theatre, I've brought a bit of musical theatre of my own.
Yay!
So, I don't know how many of you know this, but before I was a comedian, I was a musician. And I spent about 6 years doing covers in pubs, just like this one. And the best thing about that job, aside from the occasional free schnitzel and the fuel money, was the people that you met in those gigs that you do in pubs, particularly country pubs. I'm from Bathurst. And the best kind of character I ever, ever met in the gig scene, I'm trying to think of a way to put this delicately, was white acoustic bro dudes who played acoustic guitar and had unimaginable god complexes. Yeah, they're fascinating because to you and me, this is a dude playing covers in the back of a pub, whatever. But to him, in here, he is playing like the Brisbane Entertainment Centre, which is like the Wembley to him. And so I thought there's not enough representation for someone like him. So I've prepared a little something. Problem is, I've been dabbling in my artistic process a lot more lately and I've realised something about myself, and that's that I'm a method actress. And there's a bit of prep that goes into this, so just please bear with me while I artistically prepare. This is like my Joker moment. Who the fuck am I, Joaquin Phoenix? Great. This is a story about my life. Try not to cry. How many renditions of Matt Corby's Brother will make you want to fuck me? How many times will I have to say that this next song is for you? Or you, or... yeah, you, I guess. What are the chances that we'd be together in the one place that this town employs? Well-dressed Calvin Klein cover boys to play for you. You don't know my name, but that's okay, cause if you ask, I'll give you a fake. I don't know your name, cause I don't want to. You're in love with me because I truly seem to be the embodiment of culture. But here is the real gotcha. If you strip me of my man bun, my stomp box and my suede hat, I'm just the same as the next lad. Lads, 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 lads. So please don't take away my six-string wingman. Here's a little something for the ladies. I will spend half of this evening playing strictly Ed Sheeran's repertoire. I'm in love with the shape of you. Cause if nothing else, white people requests are really all I need. Yeah, the world tour has gone sick. I got a wedding in Brunswick, a wedding in Fitzroy, a wedding in Melbourne. I will tell you that I learnt guitar purely from Oasis songs and snorting coke. You don't have to know how I went broke paying for a teacher. 10 years and I still can't play a fucking bar chord. I will seem real chill until you spill your $5 beer on the espadrilles. You're lucky they weren't my R.M. Williams. I would have fucking cracked it. I have nailed the art of making easy songs sound hard, playing Riptide, Delilah and Ho-Hey, but somehow I'll still draw the line at Braithwaite. If you ask me for that song, I swear to God, I will throw up in my mouth. I could maybe swing a sad version of Kason, but no fucking horses from this six-string wingman. Harmonica solo, because of course there is. I'm self-taught. I'm like fucking Bob Dylan up here! Why does no one see that I could be the next big thing since Jeff Buckley? Now there's a man who truly appreciated depth. I'm gonna be super famous and then you'll have to know what my name is. No more restaurant gigs where my art is background noise. You'll all be sorry when I audition for The Voice. Four chairs, no refunds. Thank you very much.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
So if you want more of that, and why wouldn't you, come along tonight, go to chaser.com.au, click on Live from the Pub. It's $10 to join us at the Harold Park Hotel, for now anyway.
Yeah, and if you want to get ad-free version and also get our exclusive Friday episode of the Drunk Q&A, go to chaser.com.au/podcast and click on the link and subscribe.
Our gears from Rode Microphones are part of the Acast Creator Network, and we're here every day